Hello and welcome to the world of Unhinged and Mumbled Up. Here we are for season two with new artwork, new segments, and a new co-host. And what better way than to start the new season than finding out all about her? So, I would like to introduce Jane Fulton, the author of 30 Reasons to Swipe Left and just an incredible person who has had more dating disasters than we could pack into a season. On today's episode, we'll get to know about Jane, why she decided to write a book about bad dating experience, all about Team Blonde Chat, our new segments, and a special game just for Jane. So, Jane, here you are.
Hello.
Tell everyone all about yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be part of the podcast. I've been a fan for a while, so, you know, I've heard all the other episodes. So I'm quite excited for everyone to find out about my dating disasters.
Right. So let's just get straight into it, because I've got the book. I've read it. I read it in one day, and I was just like, how is this like real? I'm sure this is fiction. And so I think the first question that everybody that's read this book, they want to know, what has made you write a book about bad dating? Like, why?
Well, Phil, I actually wish some of them were fiction, but unfortunately I have been through the mill with dates. To be honest, it all kind of started with a conversation with me and my friends about all the kind of disaster dates I've been on. And they mentioned a date that I totally forgot about. And I was like, oh, I actually need to write this down so when I'm older, I can look back, have a laugh at myself. And that's literally the conversation we had. So I started writing down my dates, and it got to the point where there was so much content that I thought, I need to do something with this.
No, I completely agree, and I absolutely loved it. And even the little tagline that says fetishes, funerals, flatulence, and fingers. Now, mentioning funerals, for everyone listening that thinks that somebody may have, yeah, let's explain the funeral.
Yes.
And what happened for everyone listening that hasn't read the book, that's like, What? Why would you put a funeral in it?
Yeah. So this is one that people are completely shocked by. I'm still shocked by this one myself. So I met a guy in a bar, all going well. He took my number and we arranged to go for a walk in the park that weekend. During the week, I got a phone call out of the blue from him, and he said, instead of having our date the weekend, let's meet midweek. If, you know, are you free today to meet? And it was a nice sunny day in Glasgow. And I thought, you know, I love the spontaneity of him just calling out the blue. And I had a free afternoon, so I thought, why not? And sometimes I think when you're kind of put on the spot, there's less time to be nervous. You're kind of like, oh, this is happening. You're just kind of getting ready. You're there. Whereas sometimes when you've got a date that's in a while, you kind of have that kind of nervous feeling, you know.
The build up,
absolutely. So yeah, turned up at the park and he was distracted by his phone the whole time. He was constantly looking at it. It kept ringing and he kept declining the call. So, you know, I politely said, you know, you can answer your phone. It's absolutely fine. And he said, you know, it's my sister. She's in the park and she's trying to get a hold of me. You know, I'm like, why is your sister in the park? The same park as us. And basically he came out with, my cat died last night and we're here in the park to bury it. And I was essentially invited to his cat's funeral, which till this day, I still regret not going to, because I would love to have seen the display they put out, you know? I mean,
yep.
It's just crazy to think he thought that was acceptable to bring me along to see his cat in a box being put in the ground.
Do you know, since reading this book, I've actually done a bit of research, and it's illegal to bury animals in a public place.
Wow. And you know,
you would have been committing to a crime if you went to that funeral.
I'd be involved in a crime as well if I was attending. How funny. You know, because if it is illegal, all it takes is one passerby to call the police or something. Can you imagine? Yep. I got arrested on my first date.
Your first date. I mean, I went to Jack. Jack is the name. So R.I.P. Jack, everybody. Yeah. Like, yeah. Because
You know, imagine.
You said that you checked up, didn't you? You checked up on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
And you, just to make sure it was legit and he wasn't like, let's get the sympathy card.
That's it. I mean, I thought it was so ridiculous that I laughed when he told me, and he, you know, he actually like had a go at me for laughing, you know? So then I'm walking out the park thinking, you know, I've been set up. My friends have set me up, and this day, there's no way this is real. And then that's when I looked up.
Where's the cameras?
I know. Where are the cameras? They're in the trees somewhere. And then when I looked up social media, sure enough, Jack had passed, and he was telling the truth. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
So. I hope it was a block delete and bye, see you later. right. Well, there's another thing in the book that I reread, and I want to see if this jogs your memory any. So, right there.
Oh my gosh.
So for everyone listening, I have a guitar.
and you've just played one string.
I can't play the guitar, so is it bringing back memories?
I love this, Phil. This is great.
Well, the guitar. So why don't you tell everybody all about what you went through?
Yes.
I will play you my upcoming new song called One String.
The One String Wonder. So I was invited to a gig. I was dating a guy from America, and he was fascinated by this musician, and the musician was playing in a gig. So I was quite excited to go to a gig. I didn't have time to look up this guy. It was a very last minute thing. But you know, I'm quite open with like trying out new music and cultures and things like that. So I got picked up, his name's AJ, so I picked him up, and we turned up at this student flat. So I'm thinking this has got to be at a venue. Nope, it was in a student flat, and we were the last ones to arrive. So we're kind of swarming through the people, like climbing over people to get to a spot. And when the musician came on, he played one string. So every minute, one string, and everyone was going absolutely bonkers for this guy. I'm thinking, what is going on here? And, you know, people are swaying back and forth. I was stuck in there for a couple of hours, just listening to this guy play one string over and over.
So 120 strings in total.
Thanks for working that out, Phil. That's great. But it really makes you question life. I'm sitting there thinking, how do I get out of here? For future, so trying to get positive from each situation, right? So even now, when I go to like the cinema or theater, I always sit in the aisle, so I've got an escape plan, you know. So
yeah,
that's my advice for anyone. If you go somewhere new, try and be near the exit in case you need to run away.
I'm just going to the toilet. I'll be back in a second. Bye.
yeah.
Because that's the other good thing about your book. It gives advice at the back of, well, at the end of each chapter, which I thought was absolutely amazing.
Oh, thanks. You know, I just want to inspire people that have been in bad dates that, you know, there's always options. There's, you know, I get a lot of people messaging me on my dating Instagram asking for advice. And, you know, I'm not an expert, but I've been through enough dates to offer my opinion. And people kind of say the usual thing of, I give up, I don't want to date again. And, you know, I'm kind of proof that it can work. You know, you do have to sometimes date a lot of people. And sometimes it's just not your time. It's just, you know, not right, the right person. And things go wrong. And it's fun. And just try and see the funny side. You know, people are in so much of a rush to get in love and to fall in love and have a relationship, but you know, there's nothing wrong with being single. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Exactly, because you went from the queen of dating disasters, which is all in the book, to actually being in a relationship.
That's
didn't
it.
You
yeah.
Like, you're in a relationship now, and
it's took a
like
long
you said
time.
You were just about to give up.
I was one of those people like, I can't stand this anymore. I didn't want to write another book of just disasters, but, you know, I still do have plenty of content for another book.
Yeah, I'm waiting for book two. And Yeah, it is. It's proof that no matter how many shit dates you go on and how many, how much can go wrong, like, you can find someone in the end.
That's it. Absolutely.
And yeah, Team Blonde chat. Now, I love the little conversations at the back of each chapter because, actually, I'll let you explain what the little conversations are about.
Yes.
And who Team Blonde chat are.
Perfect. So yeah, Team Blonde are my girls. And when we all first met each other, we were that typical dyed blonde hair, fake tan. And none of us are blonde now. We're all like, you know, all different color hair. But we still kept our WhatsApp group as Team Blonde. And we tell each other everything. It's kind of like everyone's got that kind of group chat where they kind of tell people their kind of deepest, darkest secrets, any funny chat. So they have been through it all when I've, you know, been in bad dates. They're the first people that I tell. So I thought it was quite important to have their chat because they're quite, they've got great banter and it's always quite nice to kind of let people see an insight into what you actually discuss after the date.
Yeah. And it's like, Jane's been on another date. What's going on? What's going to come of this?
Yeah, it was, and they were living their life through me because they're all in relationships. So they almost got excited at the fact, okay, what's going to happen? What are you going to wear? What did you eat? They, you know, they asked all these questions after. So they got quite excited by that.
Yeah, I think quite a lot of people that listen to this podcast, like they listen, they're in relationships and they're like, we can live our lives and see what's wrong with the, like all the dating world through film.
My friends are always like, I'm actually thankful that I'm in a relationship. I don't have to go through the dating scene just now. But you know what? It's not all bad.
The weird world of dating.
This segment is called The Weird World of Dating, where we give our guests two statements, and all they've got to do is figure out the truth and figure out the lie and tell us the reasons why. So, we have two statements that you hear all the time about dating. And last season, we had facts about dating, and now, you know, it's just going to get a little bit weirder. So this week I'll be giving Jane two facts. Well, not two facts, two statements, because one's a lie. So one's a truth, one's a lie. And all Jane has to do is guess which one is a lie and explain her reasonings. So you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Statement number one. Love is like a drug. Statement number two. Opposites attract. So,
that's
which is a lie, which is the truth?
That is tricky because I see them both as truths, but obviously one of them is a lie. Because
we didn't make you trip up with two truths. That would have been a bit mean.
It's like, is that a red herring? So, you know, for me, love is like a drug because it is addictive. You know, everyone loves that feeling of being in love and you just can't get enough of it. But also opposites attract. I also believe in that as well because, you know, it's nice to bounce off each other. You know, I'm quite a chatty person and I often have dated men that are quite shy, but it works quite well. But I'd say out of the two, the stronger one is definitely, for me, love is like a drug. I hope that's
chatty.
Right.
I'd never have known.
You're like looking at your watch, you're like, hurry up, just give us a statement. Love is like a drug. Love is like a drug.
Love is like a drug.
Yeah.
You finalizing that answer, that's in, that's, yeah.
That's it.
Well, I've got to tell you, can we get some tense music? Wait there. Tense music. So, love is like a drug is the truth.
Yes.
Yeah, well done. Thanks. Check you. And that is because dopamine, a chemical that is released during the initial attraction stages of the relationship, is also activated when using cocaine. Ooh. It gives you that rush of pleasure and happiness that makes cocaine so addicting. Addictive?
So love
addictive.
Is like cocaine.
Love is like cocaine.
I'm going to definitely put that in the Team Blonde chat. By the way, here's a fact. Love is like cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Love is like cocaine. And I don't, is it as addictive? I mean, the feeling of love, maybe? Release is the same. So, opposites attract. Now, this one's a lie. So, I apologize, everybody. And
anyone that's got a partner,
it's a lie because
that's where they're the opposite. They're like, what does this mean, that we're not compatible?
No, it doesn't at all. I mean, if you've lasted for this long, you might not. I'm not like psychic. I can't predict it. So just carry on doing what you're doing. don't write in going, I've split up with my partner because we're opposites. I'll be like, no. So the reason for this is generally, this is the word, generally, not always, people who are in long-lasting relationships have more commonalities than differences at the start of their journey. And also, it has been found that couples with similar personalities and values make better parents. Ooh. Than couples with different dispositions. So yeah, like I say, I found the facts and found that it was a lie. And
you're gonna get a lot of people emailing you saying like what you're saying is completely false, blah blah blah.
Yeah, maybe. But I found it, and while all the emails coming in going, Phil, you're wrong.
Send the link.
Yeah, I will. I'll put the link up, and then they can see, and then they can be like, oh, actually, you might be right. But generally, that is the word, not always. So
perfect.
Sometimes it might work, sometimes it might not.
That's it.
But there we go. Love is like a drug.
Love it.
Hey, so if you want to get involved more with the show, then you can follow us on our Instagram at Unhinged and Bumbled Up, all one word. Now, we do stories, we do posts, there will be polls on there to vote for the opening line awards, and you can also submit your dating disasters there. Give us feedback on the show. Let us know where the best places to date. Let us know what if your city or town is the worst place to date in the world, because we want to know. So after the show, go to Instagram and give us a follow.
Into the ick of it.
Into the ick of it. Into the ick of it. Into the ick of it.
This segment is called Into the Ick of It, which basically means that when you get that feeling and you have to run away for something really inexplicable. Carrying on from season one, we have Into the Ick of It. So let's explain what an ick is. An ick is a feeling that you get when something happens and you don't like that person anymore. It's like something that's wrong. Well, not wrong with them. Something that you notice about them and you think, I can't do this anymore. And you try to carry on, but you just keep noticing this thing. It could be anything, and it's different for everyone. There's no the same. There's no, like, if one person has an ick, it might not be the same as someone else. So hopefully that gives you a bit of an insight into what an ick is. So this week, Jane, you're going to give us what you've had the ick over before. Like, let us know.
Oh, well, where do I even begin with my long list? I would say my top
two
one.
2 hours later.
I know, 2 hours later. My top one is basically if they've got a bogey in their nose. And I know that's really, really hard to not notice, because sometimes you just don't know it's there. But I've been on a couple of dates and it's quite clear that there's a bogey there. It's poking out. And even if they are, like, you know, the chat was great beforehand and I fancied them. If I meet them and it's there, I'm just like, oh no. And I feel bad because, you know, it could happen to me as well. But what I do now is I always make sure I give myself a once over before I go into the coffee shop or wherever I'm meeting them. I get a wee portable mirror out my makeup bag, have a quick look at my face, make sure there's nothing there. But yeah, I guess for guys, they're not going to walk around with a mirror, right? So
No. I mean, we've got our phones.
Good point. Yeah.
Have a look on a selfie. But I'm here right now on video chat with Jane, and I'm like looking in the bottom little corner, like,
have I
made sure that I've got nothing there? Because this could be the quickest.
It's funny you say that about the phone. I actually saw a guy the other day checking himself out on his phone, giving a wee smile, and then put his phone away. And I'm thinking, is he on his way to a date? That's pretty cool. That's pretty impressive. Like, just quickly doing the once over. But yeah, definitely a bogey. There's something about it where I'm just,
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose, because I know it could happen at any time, but it's, yeah, just the little hanging. Yeah. And like you say, you get the ick and there's no going back. That is a one-way street to see you later.
Jane's game.
Can you answer this?
This segment is called Jane's Game, a specially designed game for Jane, for her being the new co-host, and it's kind of a little bit all about a book, but not quite. Welcome to Jane's Game. Okay, so I've created a special game for Jane to welcome her to the Unhinged and Bumbled Up podcast and being a co-host. She didn't know about this game until the recording. Now, there's something that I've added to this because I was just going to do it like a bit boring and like, there we go. But I thought, after reading her book, Spanx come up. Now, I mentioned this to someone and I was like, I had no idea what Spanx were. And they said, Bridget Jones's Diary. Now, is that correct? Is her big fan Spanx?
Oh, yeah, but you can get like sexier looking ones. Bridget Jones ones are quite ugly, but you can get like sexy Spanx now.
Okay. Because for all the men or people that don't know what Spanx are, because I've worked this out, there's quite a lot of things that men don't know like about women's daily routines or anything like that. And Spanx were one of them. So
I don't
Spanx
like that you know this, though. I don't like that you know this because, well, females, whoever wears Spanx, we don't want people to obviously know we're trying to pull in our belly. So I'm literally giving you away the secrets right now, Phil.
Da, da, da. Yeah, well, for the timer for this, let me just explain it first. Let me just explain what's happening. So I have five questions lined up in front of me. And basically, Jane has to answer these questions. They're all relating to her book in some strange, strange way, which only I know. They're not the easiest of questions at all. Because let's face it, I did a quiz during lockdown, hosted a quiz, and two people left because the questions were so hard.
That's great. I'm so excited now.
Sorry. You're like, do I really want to do this? Anyway, so what I have done, and I'm going to make sure this works actually, I'm putting it on video. It'll be on YouTube, don't worry. Might go viral. Now, the timer for this, like I said, I didn't know what Spanx were. Then
I
went out and got some. Now, did you say, is this high enough? Like,
I can kind of see your package.
Oh, wait, Mum, don't watch the video. Let me just make sure you can hear me. So the timer is me taking off the Spanx because apparently, according to Jane, they're extremely difficult to remove. this correct?
Yeah, especially if you've been in them the whole night and it just gets stuck to you. It's kind of like that scene from Friends when Ross has the leather trousers, can't get them off. This is the same as Spanx. They get stuck to your skin.
They get stuck. I mean, I'm not... for anyone that isn't watching the video, I have jeans on underneath and I have a top on underneath. So there's going to be like no nudity here. So if you came for that, you've come for the wrong reason. So I haven't also had them on all day. I've had them on just before I started the recording. So maybe not as tight a while now.
But anyway.
There's probably not a tie. And they are like large to extra large. So I should have probably gone for medium to small.
Exactly.
To make it a bit easier for you. So, right, after I finish reading the first question, I will start to remove the Spanx. Yes. I never thought that I would say that on this podcast. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready. So, have you got your book to hand to help you out, if need be?
Oh, I don't win.
Oh no!
It's okay. I've read it. I've experienced it all, so you know.
I think we've got this.
Okay.
Yeah. So, a chapter of your book is called "Gone with the Wind," but what year was the film of the same title released?
Oh, "Gone with the Wind." So there would have been. It's really old, black and white. 1940s.
Oh, I'm going to give you that. It's 1939.
Oh, what? Yes.
So close. Oh, geez, these are difficult.
Question, next question.
The famous Betty Cafe tea rooms are in which city?
I don't even know who that is.
It's in your book.
Oh my God, what city?
The place.
What did I mention? I mentioned York?
Yes.
Is it? Correct. Oh my goodness. Oh, wow.
Okay. Right. We're there. I'll start when I answer the next question again. So, what was created in the early 1500s by a German clockmaker known as Klaus? It's a toy, I would say.
A toy.
And we've mentioned it already.
Toy.
It's the name. It's literally what happened in one of your chapters.
I don't mean. People are probably going to think this is sex toys or something. I don't think sex toys were invented back then.
Read the book to find out.
Read the book to find out more. I don't know.
I'm still stripping these Spanx, by the way.
I have no idea. Pass.
You don't. Literally, Jack in a box. So, Jack the cat.
Jack in a box. Right.
So. Stop again. I'm like, for anyone listening and not watching the video, they're like literally just to the top of my jeans. Domino's are well known for their pizza, but what do the three dots on their logo represent?
Three dots.
Go! Gonna be quick.
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what three dots mean. I could take a guess of like ready, steady, go, like three dots, and like it's. Is that close?
No.
Oh.
No. Kind of, but no. So they've got two on one side and one on the other, and it looks like a domino, and that's the three restaurants that they already had open before they started their franchise.
Who was ever going to get that film? No one would have got that. That's so unfair.
No one. Unless you knew it. Wait there. I'm going to have to go low and show everyone on camera. Right. This one. So, this is a multiple choice question.
Okay.
So, it's revolving around how important is 4 inches anyway? Which of the following item is 4 inches? Just like every man does, we're rounding it up. So, like if it's 3.8 inches, we're going to round it up to four. So, your options are... A can of Coca-Cola.
Okay.
The length of a can of Coca-Cola. Wait there. We have a can.
Oh, perfect.
So,
That looks like 4 inches to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
An iPad mini, and that's the screen, which I don't actually have.
Oh, that's
these are getting tight around the legs, so I need to hurry up. 1/20th as tall as Kenny Baker. Why did I put that in there?
Oh, my goodness.
He's the man that played R2-D2. No, it's not that one. Shh. And then a credit card.
Oh.
So I'm going to go. I'm going to get these off. You've got.
Can I cook? And they're off.
Right. And they're off, everyone.
It takes a while.
I'm just going back into place so people can see. Yeah. So.
But imagine taking them off when you literally have no other clothes on and you're just like wiggling about like a caterpillar, like trying to shed your skin. I'm literally walking floor. Back and forth, like mimicking it. That was hard. Those hard questions.
That was hard.
But I'd say a can of Coke.
The hard questions. You said can of Coke.
Yeah, because I think credit card too small and iPod mini, was it? Too small.
The iPad mini, yeah. So. Right. I'm going to do this in a different order. So, an iPad mini is 8 inches.
What? Bigger than what I thought.
Yeah. 1/20th of as tall as Kenny Baker.
Right, iPad mini. I was thinking iPod mini. Right, okay. Yep.
No, iPad. 1/20th as tall as Kenny Baker. Why did I put this in? The man who played RTD2, so... He was quite small,
yep.
But 1/20th is 42 inches and Kenny Baker is 2 inches and Kenny Baker is 43 inches.
Okay. So
I shouldn't have put that option in. I just couldn't find, well, I could find loads of stuff, but yeah. Right, and it's down to the last two. So, a can of Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, well, we rounded it up. So rounding it up, it's 5 inches.
Oh.
Yeah. And...
2 seconds. Oh, did I? Nope. Haven't got one.
I've got one. Sorry.
I was going to show you the credit card, which was 4 inches, but then I haven't got one near me, and B, I wouldn't want everyone having my personal details.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go to Amazon, buy 30 reasons, swipe left, and Phil's going to pay for it.
Ouch. that could happen. So you're not seeing my credit card, but 4 inches. A credit card is 4 inches.
Wow.
So 4 inches is very important.
And you can purchase my book to find out more.
Yeah, it's a chapter in the book. So you got 2 out of 5.
Here, that's not bad.
You're close.
That's not bad.
I mean, a can of Coke is 4.6 inches, I think it is.
You're
so
close enough.
I'll give you that. You got 3 out of 5.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And your prize for it is a Unhinged and Mumbled Up podcast hoodie.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, you were going to get one anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're a co-host. So.
But yeah, that's. I'm excited to have it.
Final thoughts.
This segment is called Final Thoughts, where we've reached the end of the episode and we take a look back at what we've learned, what we're going to take away, or what we just found a little bit funny. So, that was an exciting first episode. I want to thank everybody for listening. Now, we have... Final thoughts. So the part of the show where we look back at this episode and we go, yeah, I found that really funny, or yeah, I'll take that away, or I've learned something. So Jane, ladies first.
I've learned that guys genuinely don't know about Spanx. I'm like, why have I just revealed this in my book, giving away all the secrets?
We didn't have a clue. Had no clue at all. But yeah, thank you everyone. Now you know what Spanx are.
Sorry, ladies.
Bridget Jones. And if so, no, this is a good thing, because if on a date a woman is in the toilet a long time, they may be taking off their Spanx. So
Yeah. So it's going to stop guys thinking that you're going for a number two, maybe?
Here, girls are in the toilet for so long is because we're messaging our friends to basically tell them about the date, okay? None of this number
there
two
we go,
chat.
Guys.
This
I got
is
you another...
we like to touch up our makeup, talk to our friends. Oh no.
There we go. Yeah, all the secrets. My final thought. Oh, what would it be? Is 4 inches for a credit card. Who wouldn't have known?
Oh yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Good fat there.
So, thank you very much, Jane, for being the first guest and the new co-host. And if our listeners want to find out more about you or get hold of the book, where can they find you?
Perfect. So I've got a dating Instagram page called Swipe Forever After, and it basically has lots of hilarious content from followers and different things all about dating. And if you would like to purchase 30 Reasons to Swipe Left, it's available on Amazon, on Kindle and paperback.
Hey everyone. So that's the end of season 2, episode 1. Da, da, da. Now, if you're there wanting a little bit more, then we've got you covered. We've started a Patreon, and what our Patreon offers is early access. So early access, you get to listen to the episodes on Friday instead of waiting till Monday morning. So this gives you a chance to hit listen and know what we're talking about before anybody else. And we also have all the extra content. So any segments that you didn't hear today, they will be over on Patreon, or extra questions that we ask our guests, all over at Patreon. Now, what we're doing, so you can get a feel, you can get a vibe, you can understand how our Patreon works, what you're getting. We are offering the whole month of September for absolutely free. Yeah. So what does this mean? It means if you sign up today, Patreon, you put a card in, it takes a dollar, then gives a dollar back, and that is all. And then you don't pay anything until the 1st of October. Now, if you don't like our content, if you think, no, I don't want to pay for it, you cancel by the 1st of October and you pay nothing, not a penny. Okay? But if you enjoy it, it's literally the price of a cup of coffee a month, and you get so much for it. So head over to the show notes or head over to our Instagram and you will find the link for the extras, and then sign up today and see what you think. Thank you. Goodbye.